whatever you want. You tell me what you want, and I'll give it to you. And Solomon, he
could have asked for riches,
and God would have gave him wealth untold. He could have asked for long life, and God would have given him that. He could have asked for fame and glory, and God would have given him that. But Solomon, a young man, just had become king of God's people. He said, "Lord, you've made me to rule over your people. And I'm just a young man. I don't know everything I need to know to rule over your people. Would you please give me your wisdom?" And the Bible says that it pleased God that Solomon asked for wisdom. And he said, "Yes, I will. I will. In fact, I'll give you so much wisdom. There has never been nobody before that will be like you, and or has been as wise as you. And there will never be anybody after you that will be as wise as you." And we know Solomon as one of the wisest men that ever lived. And in the book of Ecclesiastes is the record of his sort of thinking out loud about life and about what life is all about. And just so you'll know, over at the end of the book, the verse before the last verse, Solomon says this: "Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter, all the reasoning of a man, a wise man. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man." Now, what I want to do this morning is I want to look at one little phrase. As I was reading my Bible this week, one little phrase from verse 10 sort of just jumped out and got a hold of me. You ever read your Bible where, and I've read the book of Ecclesiastes before, and in all honesty, I have to say, I never noticed that one little phrase in verse 10, where the Bible says, "If the iron be blunt, and he do not whet the edge, then he must put to more strength." Now, what Solomon was talking about, the picture that he's painting, is a man with an axe. And he's saying, if a man has an axe, and if it's dull or blunt, if that axe doesn't have a sharp edge, then he's got to swing it harder. In order to get the job done, you've got to put more strength to it. And this morning I want to speak on the subject and ask you the question, as I do: how's your axe? How's your axe? Let's pray. Father, thank you for bringing us together this morning, for this place, for your word, for this people. And I pray that as I speak this morning, that Holy Spirit, you would speak, that you would speak to each heart and each mind, and that you would reason with us as Solomon does, and you would help us to look at our life and look at our axe. And Father, if we need to get the honing stone out and wet it and sharpen it a little bit this morning, I pray that you'd help us do that. Father, I pray if there's one here that's never accepted Christ as their Savior, the Holy Spirit would speak to them in a special way. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, this little verse is one that a preacher just loves, because you could go 18 different ways and preach a message from this verse. You could speak on the subject, keep your axe sharp. Keep your axe sharp. Or you could speak on the subject, the results of a dull axe. But I want to take a little bit different approach this morning. I want to point out three things that I think that little phrase is saying that I think may be a little bit different, that if you don't think about it for a while, you might not see. First of all, let me define what I mean when I'm going to talk about an axe. It's a symbol. The axe I want to represent this morning: your Christian life. I want that axe and that one little phrase to represent your walk with God, how you're serving God. And so the verse, that phrase says, if the iron be blunt. If your Christian service this morning is a little blunt or a little dull, and he not whet the edge, if you don't sharpen it up, then must he put to more strength. I want to point out three things to you this morning. Number one, a dull axe can still cut a tree. A dull or a blunt axe can still cut a tree. It just... Now, Joanne, that's a bad time to smile. That's right. A blunt axe can still cut a tree. You just got to swing it harder. Now, it's just like if you go out into the woods. I mean, literally, go out into the woods and take an axe and take that axe and start chopping a tree. If your axe is sharp, I mean, you'll be able, if you know what you're doing, to get that tree down. But if your axe is not sharp, if it's blunt, if it's dull, if you haven't sharpened it in a while, you'll still be able to cut down that tree. You're just going to have to use more strength. You're just going to have to grip the handle harder. And you're going to have to swing harder and swing more often. But you can still get the job done. You can still cut down the tree. Now, there's some here this morning. I ask you the question, and I don't want you to answer out loud, but as you think about that question, how's your axe? How's your walk with God? How's your Christian life? How's your service for Him? You might say, well, my axe is kind of dull right now. I've sort of gotten off the track. I've sort of lost my zeal. I don't read my Bible like as much as I used to. Or I don't pray like I used to. Church is not as interesting as it used to be. I'm not as excited about the things of God as I once was. I used to weep for my friends that didn't know Jesus, but now I hardly think about them at all. I used to invite people to church every service, but now I hardly invite anybody at all. I used to tithe, and then I used to give offerings over above my tithes, but now I don't even tithe. I used to come to Sunday school and church in the morning and church at night and Wednesday night, but now I just come on Sunday morning. I used to teach a Sunday school class and teach little boys and girls about Jesus. Or I used to be a deacon and go into the hospital and visit in the hospital and visit the shut-ins. Or I used to work in the nursery and take care of the little baby so the moms and dads could hear the gospel and listen to the preacher. Or I used to sing in the choir. Or I used to sing specials now and then. But and these people say, but if I was honest with myself this morning, and if I was honest with my God this morning, I'd have to say my axe is not sharp. It's a little bit dull. It's a little bit blunt. If you find yourself in that category this morning, I got some good news for you. I got some news from the Bible that should get you excited again. A dull axe can still cut a tree. A dull axe can still get the job done. I mean, if it's blunt, if it's not sharp, you can still go out and you can still cut down the tree. And if your axe is dull this morning, my friend, if your Christian life, if you've lost the edge, and it's a little bit blunt, and it's not as sharp as it once was, don't be discouraged. Don't quit. Don't give up. Don't resign. Just grip the handle a little bit harder, or rear back and swing a little bit harder and a little bit longer, and you can still get the job done. You can still walk with God. You say, boy, when I used to read the Bible, it was such an inspiration to me. I mean, I just sat and read and read and read, and it would seem like God was in the very room with me, and He'd speak, and now I read the Bible, it's dull. It's boring. It's uninteresting. Well, okay, your axe is a little bit dull. It's not as sharp as it used to be. It's a little bit blunt. But don't quit. Don't quit. Just keep reading your Bible. You say, I don't get anything out of it. Doesn't matter. Just keep reading your Bible. Well, we've been talking in our Sunday school class about how important it is to set you a time every day, the same time every day, in the morning if you're a morning person, at night if you're a nighttime person. But set the same time every day. And if this book has become boring to you and it's become interesting to you, then you just grab that old axe handle and you say, dear God, it may not be as interesting to me as it once was. I may not have the same inspiration that I once had as I read your word. But I'm going to grab the handle. I'm going to hang on tight. And I'm going to keep swinging. Just keep doing it. You can still get the job done. You can still walk with God. It's going to take you a little bit more strength, and it's going to be a little bit harder, but you can do it. You say, I used to pray, and it was such sweet communion with God. I mean, it was just like He was sitting right across from me, and I could look into His face, and I'd tell Him the things that were on my heart, and it was just like He was right there next to me, and I could spend hours talking to Him. Now you might say, I got to struggle to last 5 minutes. Now you might say, it seems like my prayers are not getting past the ceiling. Okay, Your axe is a little dull. It's not as sharp as it once was. It's a little blunt. But don't quit. Don't quit praying. Just grab the handle a little bit harder. Just rear back a little bit further. And just keep swinging. Keep praying. Wednesday night, we gave a formula for how to pray. And if you've lost your if you've lost your desire to pray, just get a hold of that little formula. And when you sit down to pray, the first thing you do is adore God. Just love on Him. Just brag on God. Look, you may not be able to think about anything good to say about me or Brother Wendell, but I can for Brother Wendell. But you can surely think about something good to say about God. Surely you can. Just one thing or two things. Find those one or two things that you can think that's good about God and just say, God, I love you because you're a prayer-answering God. Or God, I love you and adore you because you never change. And just brag on Him. Adore Him. And then confess your sins. I'm giving you the little formula that I shared Wednesday night. Confess your sins. Name them one by one. Don't just say, dear God, I'm sorry for all my sins. That don't do nothing to you. Name them one by one. I lied. I'm just giving you examples now. I lied. Or I cheated. Or I stole. And name them one by one and confess them and say, God, just forgive me. Please forgive me. And then, after you've confessed your sins, thank Him for your blessings. Name them one by one. And just go down the list. God, you gave me this week and this, and you did this for me, and I thank you. Thank Him for every single thing that He's done for you that day. And then make your request. Let Him know what you need. Now, He knows. He knows what you need better than you do, but He wants to hear it from you. And ask Him for those things. And yes, prayer may not be the sweet communion that it used to be. And it may seem that you have to struggle to pray, but just grab that axe handle, hang on tight, and swing a little bit harder. You can still do it. You can still walk with God. You look around the room this morning, and you look at people. I know some of you newer Christians do this. You look at somebody like Walt, been in church all of his life, he knows what the Christian life is all about. He knows his Bible. And you say, boy, my axe is sure not as sharp as his. Well, maybe it's not. Or you look at somebody like Chris, who's been in church all her life, and she knows what it is to get a hold of God. And you say, my axe is not as sharp as hers. Well, maybe it's not. And maybe maybe you've only been saved a year or two. Maybe your past life before you got saved, it was entirely different from theirs. Maybe it was full of wicked sin and wickedness and things you just as soon forget. And your axe is dull because of that. And maybe you've only been coming to church for a few months or for a little while. And your axe is still a little bit blunt. It hasn't been sharpened the way it can. But listen, you can still get the job done. It doesn't matter that you've only been in church for a year or a little while. It doesn't matter that you've only known God for 5 or 6 months. And your axe is still a little bit dull, still a little bit blunt. You can still walk the Christian walk and live the Christian life. You can still serve God. Just may take you a little bit more strength. You may have to work it a little bit harder, but you can do it. You can still teach a Sunday school class. Now, you may have to study a lot longer than Chris does, although I don't know how you can. But you may have to study a lot longer than she does to teach your Sunday school class, but you can do it. You can still witness. You may have to use a track, or you may have to make notes in your Bible, but you can still do it. You can still give. I mean, when you reach into your wallet to take your money out and your hand wants to hold it back, you may have to push it down to get it in a plate. Or you may have to fight with your wife or with your parents or your in-laws. They're going to think, hey, these guys have joined a cult. They're giving all their money. And you may have to fight, but you can still do it. A dull axe can still chop the tree and get the job done. And if your axe is dull this morning, don't quit. Don't give up. You can still cut the tree. Number two, this little phrase brought to my mind the fact that your axe can be sharpened. Your axe can be sharpened. I was thinking as I was preparing the message about David. David was a man after God's own heart. And the Bible only says that, I think, about one other person. But he was a man after God's own heart. And he was a man that God chose to lead his people, to be the king of his people. And most of you know the story. David committed wicked sin. He committed adultery, and then he committed murder to try to cover it up. And whereas God had an axe that was sharp and pointed and serving him, because of that sin, David's axe got dull. And he lost the edge. And his walk with God and his Christian service wasn't the way it should have been. But David came back to God, and you can read it in Psalm 51. He had to ask God to resharpen his axe. He prays in Psalm 51. He says things like, "Oh God, have mercy upon me. Cleanse me from my sin. Purge me with hyssop. Wash me. Make me to hear joy and gladness again. Hide thy face from my sin." He says, "Create in me a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation." And what David was saying, "Lord, sin's come into my life, and my axe, which was sharp before, is now dull. I don't walk the same way that I used to walk. I don't have the same sweet communion that I had before. And dear God, I want you to take me and sharpen my axe again." And that's exactly what God did. He got out his... what do you sharpen an axe with, Walt? A whetstone? That's why they wet his... Okay, I understand now. And that's what God did. Thank you, Kate. That's what God did. He got out his whetstone, and he took David, and he says, "Okay, I'm going to sharpen you a little bit." David lost the baby. David's one son raped his sister. David's one son killed a brother. David's one son rebelled against him. And what was God doing? He was rubbing David across that whetstone, sharpening him up. My dear friend, if there's sin in your life this morning, and that's the cause of your dull acts, then you need to do the same thing that David did. You need to come to God and say, "God, and take 1 John 1:9 and claim it for your own." For the Bible says, if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And pray that same prayer that David did. "Create in me a clean heart. Wash me. Renew a right spirit within me. Lord, sharpen my axe." And when God takes you and He puts you across that whetstone, yes, it'll hurt sometimes. Yes, it'll be sorrowful sometimes. But He's sharpening your axe so that you can walk with Him and serve Him. Oh, and by the way, there's some things that you can do to sharpen your axe. There's some things that you can do. For example, you can come on Wednesday night. We're teaching a series on Wednesday night about what it means to be a real Christian. If you want to get your axe sharp, you come and you listen and you do. You can come to Sunday school and listen as your teacher teaches you from the Bible. That's sharpening your axe. You can get you a Christian counselor. Pick out somebody that you admire as a Christian and go to them and make them your counselor. Get their advice. Listen to it and do it. You can pay attention when the preacher's preaching. I always like to watch the little kid. I like to watch the adults too, but I like to watch the little kids as I preach. And I can tell you, I could go down the line and I can tell you which ones are going to, when they grow up, are going to have a sharp axe. Because they're the ones that set up and listen. They're not drawing pictures. They're not whispering. They're setting up and listening. And what's God using that? God's going to use that to sharpen their axe. When they get out as an adult and have to walk with God and have to serve Him, they're going to do it with a sharp axe. They're going to serve Him. Now, you can do other things. You can study your Bible. You can get you some good Christian books. But your axe can be sharpened. And then number three, this little phrase brought to my mind this thought. If your axe is sharp, keep cutting. If your axe is sharp, keep cutting. I ran across, as I was reading the Psalms this week, Psalm 74, verses 5 and 6, these two verses. "A man was famous according as he had lifted up axes upon thick trees. But now they break down the carved work thereof." A little story in those two verses. Here was a man who had a sharp axe. And he was famous for going and cutting down thick trees. I mean, you know, big, not little saplings, but big trees. He got famous. But for some reason, he took that sharp axe that he had and left the thing that he was famous for, cutting down thick trees, and started carving furniture. And God says, look, if you've got a sharp axe and I called you to cut thick trees, don't give up cutting thick trees and go over and carve furniture. God says it's better for you to stick to the job I've called you to do. Keep your axe sharp. Keep cutting those thick trees. Now listen, I agree with what Brother Wendell said a moment ago. This church is blessed with people that have sharp axes. And you walk with God, and He's called you to a certain service, and you're serving Him, and your axe is sharp in that area. My message to you this morning, keep cutting. Keep cutting. Brother Wendell, your axe is sharp, and God has used you to bless us as you lead the singing, and as you sing your specials. Keep cutting. Keep cutting. Brother John, your axe is sharp as you teach the men's class, and God's called you to that. Just keep cutting. Keep cutting. Chris, your axe is sharp as you teach the ladies. Just keep cutting. Keep cutting. Joanne, as you teach the young people, just your axe is sharp. Keep cutting. Keep cutting. Kate, as you teach the children, your axe is sharp. God's called you to that. Just keep cutting. Keep cutting. Sharon, as you teach the children, your axe is sharp in that area. Just keep cutting. Keep cutting. Kathy. Oh, where's Kathy's in the nursery this morning. And maybe she sees me on TV. Kathy, your axe is sharp. Just keep cutting. Kim, as you teach the little ones in Sunday school, your axe is sharp. God's called you that. Just keep cutting. Walt, as a Sunday school director and as the outreach director and as a lot of other things I don't have time to mention this morning, your axe is sharp. And God's called you to those areas. Just keep cutting. Brother Larry, when it comes to taking care of the finances, your axe is sharp. Just keep cutting. And Brother Dave, as he leads us to take care of the building, and Sue and Vicky as they clean it, and Randy and Rod as they work in the sound room. And if I've forgotten anybody, I apologize. But look, your axe is sharp in that area. And God's called you to do that. And He's given you a task to do. Just keep cutting. Many, many times, and I mentioned this in my Sunday school class this morning, many, many times the devil comes and he tries to get us to give up the best thing for good things. I mean, to take a sharp axe and to carve furniture, that might be a good thing. But that's not the best thing. The best thing for that man with a sharp axe is to keep going after those thick trees and cutting them down. And in the area where you're serving God and your axe is sharp, just keep cutting. Keep cutting. So this morning, let me ask you again. How's your axe? How's your Christian life? How's your walk with God? If you have to say this morning in all honesty, it's a little dull. It's a little blunt. Then let me encourage you. You can still get the job done. You just have to use a little bit more strength, a little bit more determination. You may have to swing the axe a little bit longer and a little bit harder, but you can still do it. Just keep on doing it. Oh, and by the way, you can get that axe sharp. You can sharpen it up. But just keep, and if your axe is sharp this morning, you just keep swinging it. Don't you quit from that area that God's given you a sharp axe in. You just keep going after those thick trees. Now, there may be some here this morning, you say, Brother Darrell, I don't even have an axe. I don't have a Christian walk because I'm not a Christian. I don't have a walk with God because I don't know Him. Listen, for a moment, let me tell you how to get an axe. The Bible says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And what that means, when we compare our lives with God and His perfection, we don't measure up to that perfection. And that's why the Bible says that we've all sinned. We've all fallen short. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That's what that verse means. The Bible also says that because of that, that the wages of sin, what we've earned because we haven't measured up to His standard of perfection, is death. Because we don't measure up to God, we can't live with Him. And so the wages of sin will eternally separate us from God. But the Bible also tells us about Jesus, who was born with no sin, the Son of God, who lived with no sin, who one day went to a cross to die not for His sin, but for mine and yours. And the Bible says that if we will simply receive that payment for our sin, receive what Jesus did on that cross to pay for our sin, if we'll simply receive it, that God will let us into His family. And that we can, starting right now, we can live with Him forever. If you're here this morning and you don't have a Christian walk because you don't know Christ, I invite you to come this morning, let somebody take the Bible and show you what it is to be born into His family. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this time. Thank you for your book. Thank you. There's so many truths in it. And I pray this morning as we examine our walk with you, our Christian lives, our axes, so to speak, that if any of us find them dull and blunt, that, Father, we wouldn't quit, we wouldn't give up. We'd quit chopping. We know it's going to take more strength, but we wouldn't give up. And, Father, we do those things in our life that needs to be done to sharpen up our axes. And then, Father, for those that are here this morning that can honestly say, my axe is sharp, I just pray that you'd help them to keep swinging. You'd help them to keep at that thing that you've called them to. And, Father, if there's one here now that has never accepted Christ as their Savior, I pray, Holy Spirit, that you would speak to them in a very special way, that they could see their sin. They could know that sin's going to separate them from you forever, but that they could also see Jesus and see how His death on the cross made them right with you. I pray this morning they'd come and receive that Jesus purchased for them. Father, I pray this morning that there's other decisions that need to be made to follow Jesus in baptism, to join this church, to respond to a special call for service. Father, I pray whatever that you've laid on people's hearts, they would listen and that they would do. I pray now that during this time of invitation that you would work, and Father, that decisions that need to be made would be made. For it's in Christ's name we pray.